Deep Purple. Perfect Strangers, Jason's classic cut on a Friday, a deceptively sunny one in Green Bay. It's chilly out there. Supposed to be 70-ish for golf on Thursday, Jason. I wore a big thick hoodie and a jacket. And a couple of, did you notice on a couple of swings I forgot to pull the hoodie back? Hey, what's the deal with me suddenly pulling everything left? Was I getting tired, you think, maybe? Because that was late. Yeah, just pulling, kind of doing this thing. I need to hit the driving range now because I'm not saying I golfed well, but for me, I did. Grading on my curve. What it told me is if I fix some things, I could actually have some fairly respectable rounds. And by respectable, I mean in the 50 range. That would be respectable for me for 9 holes. So... I was very much enthused by what happened yesterday. All right, want to throw this out to you. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Even liberals are starting to write now about the insanity going on college campuses. And it's not even just it's not just conservatives that are being banned from campus. Otherwise, liberals are being banned because there's something in their life. The uber liberal former chancellor of Berkeley was disinvited because there were protests over the fact that people felt to use too much force in an Occupy Wall Street protest at Berkeley. It's completely arbitrary. Hirsi Ali should be the feminist superstar for... She should be, but no, we can't offend Muslims, so she's out. Daniel Henninger makes the case that parents are beginning to see that this is a $65,000 a year scam. He's talking about public institutions that are liberal prisons of thought, that you're banished if you're not right thinking. He thinks parents are onto this, and they won't... that this is a $65,000 a year scam that won't get their kids a job in an economy that wants quantification skills. Parents and students increasingly will flee the politicized nut houses for apolitical, massive, open online courses. Do you think he's right about that? Now, I have a daughter who will be entering her senior year at UW-Eau Claire. She's encountered some of this stuff already. My younger daughter will be a freshman at Eau Claire. And yeah, time flies, doesn't it, Jason? Yeah. I never gave this a thought. I know there are a lot of parents out there who have kids that are near college age. Would you seriously consider the online option? Private schools, some of them have a hefty cost and other things. Here's my question. Will the market finally react to what's going on? Have they crossed a line? Or are we just too entrenched in the fact that you graduate from high school, and if you're going to college, you go to a private college or to a public college unless you can afford to get in to a private college? Henninger's argument seems to be that we have reached the enough is enough moment. Jason says until you find a less expensive option, you'll probably keep doing it. I think what he is talking about is less expensive. What he's saying is the market, to some degree, will correct this. And MOOCs, massive open online courses, will grow in option and popularity because the market will dictate it, because parents will say, to hell with this. I'm not going to co-write loans. I'm not going to outright give money. Or I'm just not going to have my child amass hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans where these are just indoctrination camps. Do you think that will happen? I'm going to tell you I am skeptical. I mean, they really have a stranglehold here. And you know what would have to change? High school guidance counselors would have to say, look, there are options. You don't have to go to a brick-and-mortar public institution. They hold a monopoly of sorts, or at least an oligopoly right now, with private colleges, or a duopoly, I guess that would be, or something in that regard. So I'm not optimistic of this. I'm really not. He thinks that's what's going to happen. But he writes, still, it's a tragedy. The loonies are becoming the public face of some once revered repositories of higher learning, of thought. I'm not as optimistic as he is. Jason, don't let them get into a dissertation. They're either coming on the air, then say goodbye to them. If they're not coming on the air, say goodbye. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, because I don't want this segment to get too long. Don't sit and talk in Jason's ear. You're either going to come on and talk to me about it, or don't call. And don't ask him to pass it along. If you want to talk about it on the air, because I can't have Jason tied up, and we had another one. Don't call and tell Jason what you want to say if you don't want to come on the air and say it. You're tying up the lines. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Do you think Henninger is right and that the market will correct this? I don't think in the foreseeable future. The big thing is right now, high schools... You would have to get high schools to be complicit in this change. Guidance counselors, they're not going to do that. They almost feel obligated to universities to get kids in there. And by the way, high schools are just as big a part of this problem as the colleges are. Steve in Kiel. Steve, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, there are other options. We were looking at UW. Madison, for my daughter, she wants to be a nurse, and it was $25,000 for the tuition. And we checked out Texas A&M. Outstate tuition charges were $17,000. So that's a great deal, considering that she's going to be an outstate, and then once she's there for a year, then she gets the in-state charges.
Okay, so that is an option, and Texas A&M, I'm assuming, is... Is Texas A&M, is that actually the military academy?
No. It's Texas Longhorns. It's great school, great football.
Oh, that's Texas
program.
A&M. Which is the other one? Which one am I thinking of? I'm thinking of I can't think of the one. Is the school Texas or Texas A&M?
It might be just Texas.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. See, but it's another public institution. It's probably more conservative. But the question, though, Steve, is do you think parents will look for, I guess what I would call, new world options, online and that sort of thing, and just walk away from public institutions?
The problem that they have is even the new world options have such liberal teachers. My wife went to Phoenix University online, and we have very conservative views, just like you, and we pretty much had to debunk a lot of the stuff. She actually, online during some of her classes, debunked the teacher outright in front of the peers and got a little lower grade. But it doesn't matter where you go. They're trying to indoctrinate our kids, and it's really the responsibility of the parents and the families who hold those same values or beliefs to make sure that the children have enough information to make educated decisions on their own.
See, and I think Steve has hit on the problem. Thanks a lot for a great call. Even those who are online instructors, a lot of them are products of the institutions that now are these Orwellian right-thinking institutions. It's hard to escape the people who are products of the institutions that you're... You can't just escape the brick and mortar. You have to escape the people that those institutions produced. I don't know if there really are the free market options right now. You may see them starting to develop in response to this, but I think it's years away. And while you have the people, as Steve was pointing out, in these, even in the online institutions, if we want to call them that, they have the same liberal mindset. But further, I think the bigger issue is high schools are just the minor leagues right now for the four-year colleges, public institutions. You would have to shake up that infrastructure. You would have to have guidance counselors who legitimately say, hey, you know, there are options. It's hard to break a near monopoly, which is what public institutions have, is a near monopoly. I don't think parents taking their kids and fleeing public four-year colleges is going to happen anytime soon unless it gets so over the top and they continue to be so aggressive in stifling any opposing thought, and that might happen. Jeff on a cell. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, morning, Jerry. I agree with you with a lot of what you said, but I believe it's the parents' responsibility where we are sending our kids to these four-year institution. My son will be a junior next year at Whitewater, and I informed him that anytime he comes across something that he sees is blatantly wrong or that he disagrees with and he's trying to be stifled, that he should just grab out his cell phone and record it, just like what was done a year ago, because that brings this stuff to the attention of the general public. And when more and more of this stuff gets out there by students standing up for their rights, you will see a change at that point, and things will start going back to more of a center-graded education as compared to the strong left-leaning one. And I believe kids should do this in high school also. And parents should tell their kids to do the same thing. If you have disagreements with the teachers on a certain issue and you can't get your point out, grab your cell phone. Every kid seems to have a smartphone nowadays, and record it.
Now, I don't disagree with that. Thanks for the call. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. I don't disagree with that, except that's not really what we're talking about here. Now, that's where they try to hide it in the classroom. What they're doing now, they're not trying to hide. They are trying to stifle any opposing voice from speaking on campus. They are trying to keep from their students any voice that, and again, it doesn't even have to be a full-throated conservative voice. Anyone who has said or done something in the past that doesn't conform with their capricious, vague, fuzzy, right thinking isn't allowed on campus. Now, what that likely means is that students who express that kind of voice are being intimidated as well. You're probably right about that. But this is the out-in-the-open stuff we're dealing with now. John on the road. John, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Recently, I had to I'm working right now. I might have to go, but no, I don't. I got reprimanded because I was a little bit aggressive at a soccer game. My daughter got laid out, and I thought it was the end of the game, so I ran out onto the field. And so I got kind of like a red card. Well, our AD, the kind of reprimand that I got was that I had to go through their sensitivity training with getting a red card. And in the pamphlet that I was reading, they explicitly state that we are trying to train our children or the people not to challenge authority. And I it's kind of funny because I still have to have a meeting with them. But my total premise with my kids is that you challenge authority respectfully.
And at the end of the day, the authority. This is what's tough, John, and we've taken this topic up before. It's hard to tell our kids to respect authority when we don't respect that authority anymore. That's where it gets difficult. Let's get Julian here. Julian Nielsville, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say I agree with you that we do have to change the school systems. But we also have to, I think, also change their concept that everybody has to go to college. You know, there's a lot of crafts and trades out there that used to get a lot of support at the high school level, and now all they ever preach is you have to go to college, you have to go to college.
That is an excellent point, Julie. Thanks a lot for the call. That's an excellent point because, quite frankly, I think feeding the college is part of that push and why we haven't had more emphasis on the trades. That would starve these dictatorial colleges of product as well, product being a student. Take more calls on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1021.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.